I think, a great way to start thinking about how we design our events to create belonging. We shared that link yesterday. We've shared it in the chat again today. I'm going to go ahead and do that again now so that you have it handy. It's a working mural board. If you're not familiar with it, all you have to do is go in. You can put your name, or you don't even have to. You can just join anonymously. There's some instructions on the left, and I'm sure the StoryCraft team will walk us through it in the next few minutes as well. But please take a look, and let me introduce Naomi Claire, who was with us yesterday. We have Naomi here as well. Thank you for joining us. This Wheel of Belonging, I kind of like, I told you yesterday that I'm going to geek out on this, and I started doing that yesterday, and I need more time with it, but I'm excited we get to spend some time today talking about it.
Yeah, no worries. And we're excited to come back to it. It's a subject that, you know, we just get really geeky but also passionate about, because yeah, there's so much good stuff that's baked in there. So we're excited to get everybody involved in this. And I'm glad that Liz, you've been in there and doing some entering in of info. For those of you that are interested to join us in the mural, there is a QR code at the top right of your screen here. So you could go ahead and scan that. And I think, Maya, we might be putting it in the comments as well, the link to the mural. And I think nice. That's awesome. Thank you, Liz. Liz has just popped it in there as well. So you can just jump in to this space. It's like a shared whiteboard. If you want to add any comments, you just double click and it will create a little sticky note for you. Or you can fill in one of the circles that we've pre-populated with, and control D to duplicate and make another one. Just would ask that you don't delete anybody else's comments that are in there. So very, very intuitive to use. For those of you that want to get creative, on the left-hand side there, you can look at icons and shapes and that kind of thing. So the idea, for those of you that don't know about the Wheel of Belonging, just very broadly, this comes out of our work with Google XI, where we started to look into how we can deliver experiences that really understand and engage our audiences at a new level. And what I shared yesterday was the journey that we've been on, where we've uncovered the importance of belonging in really driving and designing an experience for your audiences that resonates in a very, very powerful way. So what we found through our conversations with Google and then with the community more broadly is that people tend to come at defining belonging when we ask them, what does belonging mean to you, from three different areas. The first place where they usually cut in, and Maya, maybe you can zoom to the definitions on the lower left for a second here, is that people kind of start by thinking, what is the meaningfulness of this experience to my life and my needs? So what we end up finding through those conversations is that people talk about a belonging experience that was resonant, that left a lasting impression, that left them considering possibilities and things that really helped them operate as a better version of themselves within the frameworks of their life. You know, this was, I felt belonging at this experience because it was so meaningful to what I need to operate. So one of the stories that we heard here was from Amit Katabi, who actually runs a series of events that are based around philosophical thought in Israel. So it was a really interesting perspective. And she talked about how people felt belonging to that group because they find that they are connected through a philosophical mindset that allows them to connect beyond anticipated silos or, you know, marketing, typical marketing segments, that when she offered up a set of events that were just about philosophy and reflection, the diversity of voices that came to that place and found belonging together was mind-blowing for her. So that's one example of how a meaningful journey took this group towards belonging. Maya, do you want to talk to us about the feeling, the emotions?
Yeah. So with feeling, immersive experiences are emotional and visceral. They're felt, expressed, and connect us to the moment, to ourselves, and to others. And they can be a frequency of feeling that's experienced individually, but when shared with others, they can become transcendent in their power to create belonging. So in this section, we asked participants to describe a time that they felt a sense of connection to those around them at the experience, what elements evoked those feelings of immersion, and then just to complete the sentence and thought, when I belong, I feel dot, dot, dot. So we had some amazing responses shared for this one as well. For example, Julie shared that when we feel safe, we feel seen and heard, it allows us to be more vulnerable in what we do. And then when we're more vulnerable, we tend to then share more, do more, and make deeper connections. And that's really an awesome sentiment. And then along those lines, Jordan also shared, when we need to foster spaces where we feel safe to be authentic to ourselves. Can you belong if you're pretending to be someone else? So I really liked both of these thoughts around feeling, but there were so many interesting perspectives that came up with this prompt as well.
And I think it was through the feeling component of the discussions that we really started to uncover the fact that belonging was a journey for each of the individuals that were sharing with us. Oftentimes they described entering an experience in a certain state, feeling a certain way, right? And through the design of that experience, they were able to emerge at a different place on their journey, closer to belonging. You know, they may have begun with some skepticism and asking that question, you know, do I belong here? And through a series of interventions and activations, the design of the event was able to be more meaningful for them. And then finally, you know, the next section that we looked at here for thinking about getting to belonging was something that was we called magical, which is really about being transformed in some way. It's something that instead of, in contrast to meaning, right, where you're learning how to operate within your current frameworks, the magical approach to belonging is something that shifts your perspectives, opens up new points of view, new kind of mental models, and results in this kind of change of behavior or trajectory. And when we were listening, there were many conversations around magic, and there were moments where people were like, oh, I have to process whether this is the right word for me. And they agreed in the end that it was. But what we saw here was interesting in terms of the role of people. Similar to feeling in a way, but the journeys were different according to how shared versus solitary. People wanted that kind of transformative experience to be. You know, so from Klaus Rasted, who heads up the College of Extraordinary Experiences and is very active in the LARPing community in Europe, he shared a much more kind of social view of magical transformation, which was all about kind of sharing these moments with other people. For him, that was what helped him get to the belonging feeling, that sense of universality. Wow, within this whole amazing universe, I found you few people that I wouldn't have expected to share this moment with, but I am, and it's making a memory, and I'm enjoying this moment with you all.
Yeah, I also really liked Justin's quote that he shared with us. His was, there's magic in discovery. The recipe I look for in creating magical experiences is that sense of universality in the work, where it's inclusive of virtually everyone and anyone can take something from it. I thought that was very magical.
Yeah. And his story, actually, when he talked about this moment of belonging, was one that was much more solitary. So he described an experience that he went on his own. You know, he was exploring this museum and this body of work by an artist. And he described this solitary experience, this feeling of discovery, sense of agency in making choices about where to turn and where to go, and having a very kind of personal, reflective, introspective moment. And yet when he finally arrived at belonging, it was when he could share his thoughts and his process and his experience with other people. So we did start to see, as people draw towards the center of belonging, and maybe we can head to the wheel here, Maya, is that, you know, the role of others becomes much more prevalent the closer we are to belonging. You know, there can be some variety at the beginning, but as we approach belonging, that's where other people get much more involved. So that was really interesting to us, that kind of social connection. So what we're asking you all to do within this mural, and we're going to leave this open for the next month, is to use it as a place for you to reflect on what belonging means for you and to share with others within the Texi Talk community. And then for you as designers, it's an opportunity for you to come back and take a look at what everybody has contributed. And perhaps it becomes food for thought for your own experience designs in the future, you know? For us with the experience profiles, it became another lens through which we could understand some of these results. And that's one of the updates that we will be releasing in 2023 with the experience profiles, is a new consideration of how the different profiles reach belonging. So it's something that can be more kind of planned around at your different events using the experience profiles as well. So this is, you can see here, we've got some great thoughts here, you know, with the feeling section. I love the comment that music plays into feeling a lot. Yes, it does. You know, I think if you think about feeling from a touch perspective, understanding the reverb of bass, you know, that's something that can really kind of allow you to connect with your environment and in that kind of touch oriented way, which is really interesting. And I love the vulnerability and transparency, a key comment as well. Sometimes when things go wrong, it creates a shared sense of belonging. I would almost kind of take that blue sticky and put it in the magical section, wouldn't you, Mike?
Yeah.
And maybe we could do that periodically, because it kind of seems, you know, that that's something that definitely kind of, or sits on the cusp. There you go. It might be more of a purple, but it's about that shared experience that that maybe, you know, is undefined, unexpected, completely serendipitous, right? But it's a shared moment, and it's how you react to that. So I'm looking at the time, and I am, yeah, I think we're getting close to our time here, Liz. I'm not sure if you want to come back and just share some of your thoughts. I know you've been pre-populating here, but is there anything that you were curious about with the Wheel of Belonging that you'd love for us to share?
Yeah, this is so great. Dia says Naomi and team, of course, have done their work. This is amazing. I want to encourage those who are watching, and we will share this in our community again over the course of the next month, to not be shy. Go ahead and double click and put those circles. There are no wrong answers. I think it's great to see the different perspectives and to see what someone thinks as being a moment of magic or a moment of feeling. And I love the idea of coming back in here as we're designing these experiences and really thinking like, oh, it's interesting that someone thinks music plays a lot into this. And like, yeah, how could we leverage that in our events? And we were talking earlier that these don't have to be expensive things that we implement to make people really feel like we've designed for them. So don't be shy, go ahead and fill those in. And in terms of the three kind of categories, where do you think people, I think for some people, mural in general, but even this whole concept can be a little overwhelming. It's like, okay, there's lots of things going on. If I was a planner coming into this after people have contributed and I really wanted to digest it and find some meaning in here, what do you think is the best way, either a mural trick or just overall philosophy, to tackle all the good content that's in here?
Yeah, you know, I think if you've got an event in mind, that is always the best way kind of to provide a lens for that synthesis and concretization, because you come in with an idea for how do I apply this, right? Which helps to take it from, gosh, now I'm going to spend an hour trying to interpret all of this, and then, you know, and to what end? So I think if you actually use it as a tool in that regard, you can export a PDF. To go through there as well. Now, there's also a way, there are ways within Mural that you can organize sticky notes and pull out word clouds as well. So we could certainly provide some tips there also to folks. Right, Maya? I think I'm looking at you as a mural magician.
Yeah. If you go up here where my mouse is, you can download there. You can download sections, the whole thing. Zooming in and out. We've included some tips on just how to use Mural as well in the upper left-hand corner. And yeah, it would just take some time to also zoom in and kind of read through some of these quotes that we've provided from people in the past.
I think that's an important one. You can actually, if you go in and you find that there are certain statements here that just spark an inspiration for you, you can select those and then just download those specific elements, which helps to say, all right, so what I'm taking away from this at this moment are these three things that I'm going to prioritize. And that helps to structure a little bit of the organic nature of the conversation. Now, we will be releasing a white paper at the end of this year, possibly very early next year, that talks in a more systemic fashion, less organic, uses full sentences that really kind of outlines those different elements of our insights from the Wheel of Belonging in ways that are you know a little bit more traditional or expected. So that's something that we'd be happy to share with everybody. As soon as that comes out, we'll put it on blast and we'd love everybody's thoughts there as well.
Yeah, you know, our Texie Talk audience likes the unexpected, but I'm sure they will love the white paper as well. So please do share that with us and we will pass that around. And I can just say, we talked about intention with Tahira. I've mentioned it a few times already today. I think this level of intention towards our events is so important. And Naomi, mm-hmm. I just want to thank you and the team for helking us be very intentional about Texie Talk. We had several meetings planning, talking about the content and looking at the different kinds of ways that we are going to share information, the different kinds of experiences that we want to create. Having that time and having a partner who can say, because sometimes, you know, as the planners, we just get so in the weeds of like agenda and we have to get people to sign up.
And there's overwhelmed, right? You know, I think sometimes a lot of the time we have so much to do and achieve that when we talk about making that space for intention, there's a concern about how do I possibly open up within my process that is so crammed, all of that deep dive, you know, all of that big thinking. And that's where I love a tool like the experience profiles or something like this, because we can, within an hour's meeting, just dive to that level with friends in a way that we're like, oh, okay, I can see what we're going to do here. We actually plugged in pretty late in the process, I think, with you guys.
Yeah. When you guys started working with us, one of my biggest fears was like, we don't have enough time to do all this thinking. It's too late. But we really only had, I think, two hour-long meetings. Mm-hmm. And we looked at the agenda, and it probably was helpful that the agenda was pretty nailed down by the time we had a conversation. But yeah. I had a concern about that. And really, it was very seamless. And because you've already put in all this time thinking, we didn't have to design experience profiles. They were all all easy to plug into, which was so great.
And of course, most of it is because of Maya's super skills and powers. Just like ninja when it comes to empathy, the empathy ninja. new title today. but it's, you know, and I think that that's what we're seeing people use the experience profiles for a lot is like, okay, we've got this really nice set of IP, it's robust, it's been tested by Google, repeatedly, and all of these other folks that have used it. And we're able to come in and say, how does it make sense to apply this to your needs and your project right now?
Yeah, so great.
There was one that was, we worked with a transportation company, Their audience was male and middle-aged, you know, and they said, you know, listen, I don't think that they're going to want to know that they're a harmonizer or an explorer. So what we did was we reskinned the whole thing, you know, and it became a quiz on like, what route are you? And you could take the quiz and find out if you were Route 95 or Route 66. And it was so easy to do that because the product was there and we just had to adapt it for what made sense for their audience, which was exciting to see, actually.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a great way to do it. Well, thank you so much for walking us through this. I do encourage everyone to kind of take some time because I do think there's a lot of reflection in this. Take some time to think about these experiences and put them right here so we all can share from the collaborative thinking. But thank you so much for walking us through this, ladies, and for being part of helping us be more intentional about the design of Texi Talk.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, everyone. Okay.